Ron DeSantis, Biden's reckless open borders policies kept illegal alien. Indicted for murdering couple, in U.S. by John Binder on March 31, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., is blasting President Joe Biden's reckless open borders policies for helping keep an accused illegal alien killer in the United States. As Breitbart News reported this month, Jean Robert Mation, a 32-year-old illegal alien from Haiti, is accused of murdering a husband and wife, 55-year-old Brenda Altman and 48-year-old Terry Altman. According to the Daytona Beach Police Department, the Altmans were riding their bikes back to their home following a day at the Bike Week festival when they were encountered by Mation. At that point, police believe Mation stabbed and slashed the Altmans to death as their bodies were found in a grassy area close to the sidewalk. Mation is charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and was indicted this week. DeSantis, in a statement, revealed that Mation had been charged with drug crimes in Orange County, Florida, in 2019, but the charges were inexplicably dropped by former Florida State Attorney Aramis Ayala, a Democrat, in February 2020. Floridians should not be subject to the reckless open border policies that the Biden administration is imposing on this country, DeSantis said. These policies are deadly. We also need answers as to why the state attorney's office dropped charges against the defendant. Biden's recent granting of temporary protected status, TPS, to more than 100,000 Haitian nationals in the U.S. helped keep Mation in the country before he went on to allegedly murder the Altmans, DeSantis said. The policy allowed Mation to stay in the country, the news release states. While originally intended to be temporary, TPS has become a quasi-amnesty for otherwise illegal aliens created under the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1990, INA, that prevents the deportation of foreign nationals from countries that have suffered through famine, war, or natural disasters. Since the Clinton administration, TPS has been transformed into a de facto amnesty program as the Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden administrations have continuously renewed and expanded the program for a variety of countries. A GoFundMe has been created by Brenda's daughter to help cover funeral costs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.